It's a show about women, for women, and empowering women. This is Cocktails and Conversation with Maureen Moore on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Maureen Moore with Cocktails and Conversations here at Schnucks and DePere. We see so many cute little shoppers today. They are darling. And I am here today with Dr. Cheryl Watkins Moore. Well, she is smarter than all of us put together. I can tell you that right
now. You are so kind.
Well, you know, I don't know that I'm kind. We're getting very close to Halloween. And tonight I said I'll just come in my regular outfit with where I look like a witch, I think that'll be fun, And it's funny, we were talking about this. Okay, everyone, we were talking about this. Again, we're at Schnucks and DePere, and we were talking about raising boys. Now, your sons.
My son is 16. He's a junior at St. Louis Priory.
Yep.
And they're just interesting at this age.
Oh, aren't they, though? Yes.
You know, I have friends who have girls, and they're always talking about, oh, they're in their shoes and clothes, and they just yammer it up.
Mm-hmm.
Boys, very, very different.
Yes, very, very quiet. And, you know, and you get one word, one-syllable answers, and one-syllable, engagement with them.
Exactly.
You know,
but how's your day? Great.
Fine. Okay. Sometimes you get okay, which is two syllables.
Right.
And they think they've given you a lot with that, right? That's what's so crazy.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. And I was telling Cheryl right before we came on the air, I'll finish the story. We were talking about how when Kyle decided to take kids to Six Flags in his vehicle that was our truck that we had given him.
It's always your truck.
Yeah. It was a double cab truck that we knew he'd be safe in. Mm-hmm. And then,
the question is how many kids were in there?
That is the whole issue.
Mm-hmm.
And his answer was, well, they were laying down in the bed. Nobody knew. You could have peeled me right out of orbit. And I go get your keys.
And these are smart kids. But
smart.
You look at them and you go, how are you this smart?
3.8, GPA. But
they're laying down in the bed.
Yeah,
that's not a problem.
Not a problem when somebody bumps the truck and they all go flying out of the exit, And so I said, well, you're going to go get the truck, And I said, give me the keys. And he was so mad. And, of course, Mike Moore was inside watching a soccer game and didn't even know that I was talking to Kyle outside.
Of course.
Because I just knew something was up.
That's mother's intuition.
It is.
It always is. And it's going to save them from so much harm they don't even know about, okay? But they get pissed off at you.
Oh,
but that's okay.
And he gets it now at 25, at the ripe old age of 25, because what I did is, he was grounded. So he said, well, I'll go stay with I forget what kid. This is summer, and he rides his bike away. We live in the country. It's 11 stinking o'clock at night. We live in the country,
he's going to ride
his bike away.
Oh, okay.
So he rides his bike away and goes and stays at this kid's house for a little while. Kyle lost weight at this kid's house because they didn't cook the way we cooked, so he lost weight.
And they're not giving him money like
you do. No, they weren't doing any of that.
There you go.
So by the time he was ready to come back, he had to come back because – school was starting, and he had to have his physical done, and he couldn't have his physical done if we didn't sign the paperwork.
And who usually takes them to go do all that?
Mom. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, mom.
So, so Mike Moore says, well, you're still grounded.
Of course.
You are still grounded from this, and nothing's going to change. And he goes, well, I don't want to have to be grounded. So Mike Moore's like, well, you're still serving your grounding time. So after all that, and he's grounded from the stinking truck that's been sitting there, after all that, like a week later, he takes the truck again and goes somewhere he's not supposed to go. I go, that's it.
Truck disappears.
I sold it.
There you go.
I sold it, and he's like, well, you can't do that. Dad won't let you do it. I go, that's why the title is only in my name.
And what do you mean Dad won't let me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Exactly. Dad's thankful every day that I'm just being, and it's like, oh, okay, good. Life is good.
I'm the one keeping this whole house
train on the track. That's exactly it. Just like the Peabody coal track, just like that Peabody coal train. You keep it on the track.
Oh,
you keep
my
it moving,
God.
So we all have electricity, gee, many Christmas.
Isn't it wild? I look at people who are friends with their kids, and I'm
that's the worst thing.
That's not me.
No.
As I tell my kid, I'm like, I'm not vying to be the friend of the year. I don't care.
I don't care. I don't care if you hate me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I grew up with very strict parents who
did
not play.
Yeah.
So, you know what? You get the benefit of that.
I did too. And if my mother could give me a look, and I knew
absolutely.
What it meant. You know.
And if you don't want to stay here, bona fortuna.
Yeah. That's exactly it. And, you know, because we adopted our kids. They were foster kids first, and then we adopted them. You know, if I did something or, you know, and I'd say, well, you're not getting this. That's child abuse. I go, knock yourself out. You go right back to St. Louis, buddy, and you see how that child abuse is there. I go, because that's why they took you out of there, you know.
Yeah.
And I'd say, so I said, so don't worry about it. You don't have to go to private school anymore.
That's it.
You don't have to be in a car with heated seats. Not a problem, baby.
Not a problem, darling. If you can work and make this kind of money with no experience.
Yeah.
And, Go out. I give you the blessing to do it.
That's funny because this is the same child that decides one day is bringing all these kids over to the house to swim. And Mike is hauling yards and yards of mulch, you know, and putting mulch everywhere. And I said, all right, this is not the country club in place, but if you've all paid your dues here, not a problem. I said, everybody has to work a half hour with Mr. Moore. I said, if you guys all help him, these were all basketball players. Mm-hmm. I said, if you all help Mr. Moore for half an hour, his work will be done so quickly. I said, maybe he'll grow burgers for you or something, you know?
Right.
And I said, and you can play, because they were like, well, we're going to play basketball. We have a full court. We're going to play basketball, then we're going to swim. It's like, oh, yeah, so then you're
the country club.
Yeah, and I said, well, I don't know that anybody's paid that dues. So, of all people, that darn Kyle, you know, God love you, Kyle Charles Moore, you know, he says, I'm not doing that.
Really?
But his buddies, I looked at all of them, I go, well, anybody wants to stick with Kyle, you go right ahead. I go, because Kyle can just go right back down the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle went down to our stables and sat in the barn, in a hot barn, to prove everybody else wrong. The rest of the boys all went out and started helping Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time Kyle came back, They're all in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in the pool. So he goes to hop in and go, oh, no. You have not done your half hour. I said, now there's only weed pulling left. So then he had to pull weeds for a half an hour while they were all in the pool.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
You know?
And his friends are probably looking at him going,
they're giving
you are
grief.
An idiot.
Oh, yeah. They were giving him grief. You know, Kyle gets it now. You know, now he's like, you know, and now he's my
chatty
Cathy.
Oh, there's hope.
Wait till he gets to that point. Is he taking a girl? Do you know?
Yeah, he is taking a girl. That's all I know.
So you haven't met her or anything yet?
No, of course not. Come on. Mom, are you kidding
you
me?
You might get a picture in 6 months going, oh, that's
well,
the girl that you
took, we're
going to
be going over, because they're all meeting at one parent's house. All the parents will be over there anyway. So I'll get an opportunity to hopefully meet him.
That'll
meet
be
her.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what the secrecy is about, but you know what? Whatever.
I know. You just got to roll with it and just go, yeah, I'm certainly glad I'm, you know, because like Kyle will literally say now stuff like, you know, you're not really as dumb as we always thought you were. It's like, thank you. You actually say that out loud, you know? It's like,
that's
what
I said. Oh, my God. I went from a middle school child who was just,
who
talks.
And adoring, yeah.
Yes, now to, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I know. Yeah,
okay,
I know.
Okay.
Jeez.
Now, he doesn't say that, but I know that's what he's thinking in his head, okay?
Yeah, they know enough not to say something. They know not to verbalize something, right?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can't do it in our house. And if I see it flashing in your brain,
it's bad enough.
I'm about to get you.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. It's wild. So tell us more about Cheryl Watkins Moore.
Yeah.
So did you hyphenate? Obviously, because being a physician and everything, you know, it's hard to all of a sudden change names. But how do you feel? Do you feel like a law firm, Cheryl Watkins Moore? Or, you know, or how does that all work? Or, you know, what do the kids call you? Hi, Mrs.
Hi, Mrs.
Moore. Doctor. They do, yes.
Hi, Mrs. Moore.
I get called Mrs. Moore, too.
Of course. So. And we've got to be. See, I always tell people who have more backgrounds. It's only, what is it, 2 degrees of separation?
If that,
might
know.
Be three, okay?
If that, yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, because I had lunch the other day with Polly Ruland. Polly's maiden name is Moore. She was, oh, my gosh, and she's the president and CEO of the Soybean Council.
Oh, you two,
I got to get you two together.
Oh, wow.
I
got to
get
so
you two
cool.
together.
And do you know my mother's maiden name is Moore? So before my husband and I got together,
isn't
we were like,
that wild?
Are we like?
Yeah, this is a little scary. Did you run a DNA? Did you run some kind of DNA check at that point?
We did, but this was kind of weird because his dad grew up in Arkansas.
Okay.
My mother lived in Arkansas as a child. Two different locations, cities, and all of that. But it was so funny because when we were getting married, we were like, wait a minute. Is this the what is this?
Okay. Lord.
But no, I'm from Chicago. Yeah. Grew up in Chicago. I have a sister. We are 12 years apart. Actually, she is a chemical engineer. She went to University of Wisconsin. And
so you're both brainiacs.
She has her JD MBA. So she is a on a leadership team for a company in Chicago, a John Bean technology company.
So your parents have got to be so proud.
They, you know what? My parents were, and my mom just recently passed. So
what was her first name?
Joyce.
Okay, I'll keep her in my prayers.
Thank you.
I'll make sure she finds my mom in heaven.
Oh, absolutely. You know? She's probably up there chatting it up because my mother was
the
a
show.
Chatter. Okay?
That's how my mom was too, yeah. Okay? Yeah.
But no, they believed in education.
Yeah.
They were individuals that went back to college late in life. So I remember when I was 12 years old, they were getting their college degrees then.
Really?
Yes.
And you know, you and I both know what kind of determination and discipline that takes.
When you're raising a family,
I couldn't
do it. Are you kidding
me? Yeah.
No. And they put it in, you know, they both were hard workers. They were blue collar. My mother was a kindergarten teacher. My dad worked for the post office as a supervisor. So they weren't somebody, come from any silver spoon, but what they believed in was education was the key to changing. And changing wealth and families and all of that. Mm-hmm. So our question when we were looking at colleges wasn't, you know, if you're going to college, is where are you going?
I had that same thing. And, you know, I say to people, you know, in our kids' generation, it was like, you know, well, they don't know where they want to go. And we're taking a whole year looking at schools and they're not sure what they want to do. It's like, I had three choices. And it was just like, where are you going? Tell us where you're going. And did anybody give you a scholarship? Because you're going
wherever
you got the scholarship.
Wherever you get that money.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And my mom, when I went off to St. Louis University, my mom said, they are paying you to have good grades and they're paying you to play tennis. That is your
job
for the next 4 years.
That's what I tell our Tyler now. It's like, your job is to get the grades. And he is a great student.
That's super.
Did really super on the ACT just recently. So we're, and he's interested in science and and great in science and math. So that's the same thing we said, you know, my thing to Tyler is, I don't care what you do, but just be happy in what you do, but you're not living in my basement in 10 years.
Exactly. And do it well. Because
do it well.
Do it well. You know, because one thing is for sure, at some point you may be taking care of me, and I want you to be able to afford the best care.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I want that for
and we're
sure.
We're not living outside.
No,
we're underneath a mat someplace.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and it's funny because that's so funny because our kids would say when they were younger, they'd be like, now when we get a little older, we're going to go ahead and we'll take this and we'll do this, we'll do that. And you can live here. It's like, no, you don't understand. It's not until I don't have my right mind can you move me into a room in the house that maybe I don't want to be in.
Exactly.
I said, until then, it's not going to matter. You know?
Dad and I have plans anyway. We're like, dude, when you finish.
Thank you. Listen to this.
We got
now,
water.
We're cocktails and conversations. So what is Schnucks giving us today for our cocktail, my dear?
Prosecco. Oh.
Well, no, it's cocktails. We have to have a cocktail. Yes. Yes. We'll need to find the manager here, you know, for our cocktail.
Well, we can pretend.
We'll start with the water.
We can pretend.
Cheers with Schnucks water.
There
and
you go.
They'll find us our cocktail.
There you go.
Yeah. Shoot. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So
it's wild. So okay. So
life has taken me different places.
Life is wonderful. Is it where you thought you were going to be? Okay, because you're a surgeon.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. I went to school to medical school because I always wanted to practice in underserved populations, and I did that for several years. I was a surgeon, and then I chose to go back and get my MBA from Northwestern. So I am a Northwestern Wildcat.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my gosh. And as a surgeon, tell me this, as a surgeon, can you, like, and I'm just really being stupid here. Can you, like, operate on anything as a surgeon?
I was specialty. I had a specialty.
Okay.
So my specialty was podiatric surgery, so everything.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did you know what the ankle replacements were?
Absolutely. I actually trained with orthopods. So I trained.
Did you?
Yes. You are limited in your practice depending on the state that you practice in.
Okay.
But I trained with orthopods. So I scrubbed in on hip surgeries, knee surgeries, ankle surgeries, all of it. So,
Mike Moore is having his ankle totally replaced in two weeks. His second ankle replacement.
Wow.
He had the left one done 4 years ago, and he's going to have the right one done in 4 weeks.
Okay, so not the same
Not the
ankle.
Same one,
okay, because
yeah.
I was about to say, yeah. what in the world
what the
happened?
Heck, yeah.
It
yeah.
failed in less than 10 years. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, that's, yeah. and they told him all that. He, yeah. And he had it done, the first one done, so that he could continue playing soccer and be in the 65 and under soccer, national soccer tournament.
That's cool that he's just that, you know, into exercise.
Oh, yeah. But his ankles
Everybody
look like
needs to do
you know,
that.
His ankles look like yeah. grapefruits. I mean, Jim.
That's like people yeah. who dance, who yeah. who do ballet.
Oh, it's crazy.
And all of that. You see their feet, and it's like, oh, my God. Yeah. And these are young people that dance.
That have
they
stood
have
up their
awful,
feet.
Yeah, because of being on point and things mm-hmm. like that. So, no, I did a lot of trauma. So, you know, if there were injuries like frostbite, doing amputations, doing
Ooh.
Reconstruction, if there was like injuries with lawnmowers and things like that. So yeah, I had a great yeah. residency. Yeah. I actually did my internship at Cook County, which is
oh my
and then
God.
I did my residency. I call it, and they probably don't like that, but it's the Big Knife and Gun Club Hospital
oh my
in Chicago.
God. I can't even imagine walking in there, let alone trying to deal with all the trauma
you
patients
there. You
saw
everything,
there.
Which I'm was sure great, yeah. because it's a big city hospital.
It's a great training center
Chicago
for you.
Chicago yeah. was broad in its population, mm-hmm. and folks from all over the world. You mm-hmm. see things that you probably would never see in a smaller city or smaller region. So. Yeah. Great
I don't think
training.
You're going to see that in Breeze, Illinois, you know. I think Breeze, Illinois. Yeah, it might be a tractor or a combine accident, but you're certainly not going to see knife
yeah.
and gun deals.
But it was
you know?
Great. It was great training. Yeah. I was the one always in the doctor's lounge, so reading the business journal or whatever. And at that time, healthcare was changing. And that's when I decided, you know what, I need to go back and understand this because no longer is this just the altruistic let me treat people. It's
yep.
a business.
So we're going to come back to that then in a second. We're going to break for a second. We are here at Schnucks in De Pere. We're going to have to find somebody over in that wonderful cafe too, you know, and especially the bakery here. But this is Cocktails and Conversation with Maureen Moore here on KFNS at the Schnucks on De Pere, in De Pere on Manchester. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, you ever thought about betting on sports? Now is the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. They've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of their limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right. Deposit today using promo code DOTUM and they'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code DOTUM when you register. Check out MyBookie online today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply for entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Rolling left is Mahomes, looking at Kareem Hunt. He's going to sprint for the far pylon.
This Sunday.
He dives! Touchdown, Kansas City!
It's primetime football from the East Coast. Chiefs, Patriots.
It's picked out of the sky!
Primetime Sunday night football kickoff at 7:20. Chiefs and Patriots.
Mahomes in the pocket. Pump fake. Now he's going to scramble. Scrambling left. 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City!
It's only here on 590 The Fan. At Elysium Restoration and Design, they specialize in interior home renovations, including bathroom and kitchen remodeling, basements, additions, garages, and more. They offer start-to-finish solutions for every project while providing full design services with custom work to fit your needs. Elysium's lead carpenters have at least 10 years' experience, so you know the work is done the right way. And being a family-run business, they take the time to communicate every step of the way. Check out Elysium Restoration and Design at erdstl.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. If you've closed a loan with the Home Loan Expert team, you already know that we're the only place you call whether you're looking to refinance or buy a home. And if you haven't, you need to call us today and find out what all your friends and family are talking about. Lower rates, customized loan programs, and customer service that no one can match. We are excited to bring you the Home Loan Expert 5-Minute Loan Approval. 5-Minute Loan Approval is at thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
The thought of divorce can be overwhelming, especially if you try to navigate the process alone. I'm Tanya Page, co-founder of Page Law. I have over 15 years' experience handling high net worth divorce, complex custody, and other family law matters. At Page Law, we understand divorce can be an emotional roller coaster, which is why all of our attorneys give each and every client their personal cell phone number. We are available for you 24/7.
Call Page Law at 314-PAGE-LAW or visit pagelaw.com to schedule your free, discreet consultation. Don't wait. Call now before your spouse does. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising.
From a massive cactus falling on a home to a deer dancing on a car's hood, we've covered it. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire. We now return to Cocktails and Conversation with Maureen Moore on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Oh, yeah. I love Aretha. I cried when she passed away. Yeah, I just love Aretha. Are you ready for us? Okay, we are back here. This is Maureen Moore at the Schnooks and DePair with Cocktails and Conversation with Dr. Cheryl Watkins Moore. And we're here and we're chatting about everything. And the cool thing is, you know, when it's Cocktails and Conversation, right now we're having Schnooks water, but they're bringing us Prosecco so that we can actually toast that with our Saddleback chocolates. I have to say first, you know, Cheryl, we were very impressed with the fact that Martin Kilcoyne, after finishing up here,
yes,
you know, that he just walked by and
with
he
a shopping cart.
A cart full, yeah. You know, and it's kind of impressive to see all the stuff he has.
Wow.
In it. So kudos to Martin Kilcoyne for doing his shopping at Schnooks. You know, that's great, you know, so that his wife will be happy.
Now, will he have all the stuff that the wife needs
that's
in the basket?
That's the question.
Or is it going to be
20%
of what they need and 80%
everything else
of
he wanted.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Because exactly. That's just it. Mike Moore calls me 3, 4, 5 times from the grocery store. He will go to the store. He always brings different things. He'll say, I thought this was kind of interesting. I'm like looking at him like cross-eyed, like going, well, you might find it interesting, but there's nothing I'm going to do with it.
Right.
You know? And I do want to say we need to also note that Schnooks is supporting the American Red Cross, which I know you would be.
Yes.
That would be near and dear to your
yes.
heart. For Hurricane Michael relief, you know,
yes.
through a roundup at the register, which is so nice because when you round up at the register, every little bit really does help.
And those poor people,
you know?
I mean, that
oh
have
God.
Been hit with hurricanes, it's unimaginable.
I know.
To live through something like that. That's really something else. So
and some,
my heart goes out to them.
Some, they're dealing with it, but okay, you as a physician, okay, not just a physician, but MBA and all of your education. You know, tell us a little bit about, like, right now, physically, what those folks have to be going through medically.
I can't even imagine. I mean, if you don't have power,
yeah.
So for a lot of those people that rely on power for mm-hmm. equipment that they need, medical equipment,
right.
What's happening to those individuals? And just individuals who might be debilitated, can't get around. Hopefully, they've gotten to shelter in some sort mm-hmm. of sense. But just like all the flooding. You know, that flooding, the flood waters contain all type of bacteria and everything else. So mm-hmm. walking through it, if you have an open cut or open wound, that can turn from something that is just nasty to something where you might lose a limb or something like that, depending if you have any type of other debilitating illness.
Mm-hmm.
So my thought is just not just the bacteria, but all the things that are swimming down in that water.
You have no clue what's down there now.
Oh my
that you're
God!
Dealing with.
From
yeah.
snakes to alligators, and that's my thing.
I
can't do it. When we lost power, I think I had just moved here in around 2000, early 2000s, and we had some brown. You know, it was brownouts, and it was a long time when the power was out. And at that time, our son was only probably a year or 2 years old, and we stayed. I stayed in it because we just built the house. So we stayed, I stayed a day, and my husband and I, and it was hot. I remember it was hot outside. Coming from Chicago,
yeah.
down here,
yeah.
this is a whole different type of heat, okay, and humidity. So we didn't have any air. The alarms were off. You know, we lived in the city. I love living in the city. We had to go sit in the car to even hear about news or anything like that because we had no electricity. So after a day or two, I told my husband, love you to death. If we don't get a hotel room, I'm going home.
I'm leaving.
I drove back to Chicago.
I am driving to Chicago.
You call me when the lights come back on. I'm done.
I know.
So I can't even imagine if you're out for days. And I think about the people in Puerto Rico who've been out. Not for days.
Over a year.
Months and a year. How do you even function?
I would not be a kind person. Oh. I can tell you that. We lost power this summer. And we lost power for 5 days at our house because – and now here's the kicker. Now, Ameren's not going to appreciate this. However, I did have Ameren come out. I called him 3 weeks beforehand and said, you know what? There's a tree hanging on a bunch of those lines out here.
You saw
and
it.
I think you guys ought to do something about it because I don't want my husband to try to cut it.
Right.
This guy calls me little lady when he came out. He comes out with a truck, and he goes, well, little lady, that's really – these wires are very strong. It's nothing's going to happen
yeah, okay.
to it. I go, okay. Okay, fine. But I just want you to know, I want it noted. And so anyway, we did all that.
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 weeks later, we have this horrible storm. But it's so much rain and so much wind that the wires were swinging because all the weight of the of the tree on those wires that they, all of a sudden, we saw it. They sparked a few times and blew the whole house. Here's the kicker. We're out on a horse farm.
I was going to say, you're in the middle of...
We're in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And our closest neighbors are all 100 acres in each direction.
Oh, my God.
They all had power.
And you're the only one
we're
in the dark.
We're the only ones that didn't.
So from the
for
satellite,
five
you were dark.
Days.
And everything else was light around you.
Exactly.
Right?
For 5 days, you know.
Oh, my gosh. And in the summer.
In the summer, you know. So, and I'm like going, it's not even, I can't even cool down in the pool right now. Everything was so hot. You know, so everything's going bad. And I said, that darn Ameren, I gave him the opportunity 3 weeks before to fix this. So every time they'd call, they'd say, well, we're checking on it, but we can't give you any kind of time frame yet.
Oh.
You have to understand there are lots of people that are out of power.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, all those people that are out of power, there's several more than you. It's
absolutely.
I said, yes, I get it.
Yep.
I get that you're going to go to a neighborhood first.
Right.
However, 3 weeks before, I gave you the opportunity to
write
thing, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So, yes, and so I always said I was going to call them. I didn't, so I guess now it's just on the air.
Oh, well.
So what the heck? I guess everybody gets to hear now.
Oh, well,
I tried to do the right thing.
Yeah, and hopefully with the rain and everything, we're not facing the same thing, hopefully, without any power or anything.
Right.
Just everybody go to your family room and start watching a movie. Cause
doesn't that sound like a good thing today? That's such a perfect thing
get
today.
Get your snuggly, snuggle up on the couch and go watch a movie.
Exactly.
It's Friday. Order a pizza.
Yeah.
And then get some wine. Or a cocktail.
Well, I got to tell you, I was with my friend Kathy Schmidt Federico the other night at Porter's in Collinsville.
Yeah.
And wonderful, wonderful steaks.
Yes.
And I had a lamb chop, and I already put a little note on it, you know, because I brought half my lamb chop home,
and
of my cream spinach with a piece of carrot cake. And I said, touch this. Do not touch it. This is mine. So I already know what I'm eating for dinner tonight, you know. And we've got to go to two parties, but I don't care. I'm eating that first, and then I'll go to the parties and take a little snack because I know what I'm having tonight.
Oh, yeah. My God. That's the one thing about St. Louis, all the great foods.
All
here
the wonderful
here.
Food.
Yes. And we recently moved out to the county. So we used to live near the hill in the city. So,
oh, my gosh. I'd be 2,000 pounds.
God. I mean, and then when I go home.
Yeah. Well, you can eat your way across Chicago and turn around and come back, you know?
And come back, right,
yeah.
Exactly.
That's what's so cool. And it's funny because, like I told you, I was in Chicago yesterday for horse racing, and we normally stop at Portillo's. I mean, I get a Polish sausage Chicago style, though. So I have it Chicago style, and I get my chocolate malt. That's all I want. Ooh. Now, as a doctor, you can tell me all the rotten things I'm doing to myself. Because as a physician, you know all the things I'm doing
that,
to my body.
I do. I love food myself. But you know what? Just like I was telling you the other day.
Yeah.
I'm doing a swim aerobics class.
How does that work out?
It's really kind of cool.
Yeah.
They have two portions. Oh, you can do a in the shallow end of the pool. Mm-hmm. So, which is kind of cool because you're standing up and you're, you know, you
right.
do all the exercises. I did the deep end yesterday.
So you're treading all the time.
Well, they give you a flotation device.
Okay.
But I swear to goodness, I was like, this thing is not keeping me up.
Okay. I'm a little too buoyant.
I think I am not buoyant enough.
Oh, okay. Look at this. Oh, my goodness, darling.
We got something. Thank you.
Anastasia. Oh, my gosh.
What are we
having today?
Ooh.
Should we give her a microphone? Let's
Prosecco.
Give you a microphone. Go ahead. Please,
I see the Prosecco.
Please, this is great. So tell us what we're drinking today for Cocktails and Conversations.
I love it.
Hello, everyone. So this is something that we created, and it's been not something special, that my special. My name is Anastasia. I'm a liquor manager at Schnucks de Pear. And so today we're sampling Prosecco with a little touch of the pomegranate liqueur.
That's what
with
I'm
the
smelling.
Pomegranate liqueur.
Yeah,
no wonder.
It
gives me goosebumps.
It smells really good. Oh, my gosh.
Well, and we have to toast you because this is great for Cocktails and Conversation. And so then we call this. You just put a small shot of the pomegranate.
It's pretty concentrated liqueur.
Oh my gosh,
this
natural, is good.
Also taste, and you can serve it with.
Oh, this is really good.
This is really
pomegranate
good.
Kernels,
oh,
and it's
very
really
nice.
Good with a prosecco because it's a dry sparkling wine.
This
so.
Would go
I
great with our dark chocolate too, with a little bit of sea salt. You know,
oh yeah.
This would go with our Saddleback. Look at now all these guys are walking away with their Budweiser. Here's the Budweiser.
The Budweiser.
But here now,
cheers,
wait!
Guys.
Don't just walk by. Cheers. You know, come here. Don't be walking by. This is Cocktails and Conversation.
Yeah, you can fit. You'll fit right in with your Budweiser.
So, you know, we will toast Budweiser. Come here.
They ran away. You had half of them running
Two
away.
Two of them ran away. Do we look like we're scary? Yeah, cheers. Cheers to Anheuser-Busch. Cheers to Schnucks, you know.
Right.
There you go, babe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what, you guys are afraid of us? Look at those guys over there. Come on, you wusses.
They're
get
like,
over
we're
here.
Not, we're not going to be on this show.
My
Come on.
Goodness. It's not like anybody can see you, you know. Cheers. Cheers.
And all of the bottles, it's funny because you guys
cheers.
Have finished
yeah.
all of the bottles, right?
Yeah. Yes. Very nice. Now, is that a special? Is that some of the one-day beer? See, I actually read things, and so I know what's going on.
So what did you,
you,
what,
may
what,
buy
you
me.
All met up
you
here?
You may buy
I mean,
me one. That would
this?
Be great. My husband, Mike Moore, would love it because he is a Budweiser drinker. Well, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Oh, my God. He will love that. You know, he was talking to somebody last night. We were coming back from Chicago because we had a horse racing in Chicago, and he was talking to this guy on the phone as I'm driving. He's going, yeah, I'm so tired of all the IPA stuff. I'm going back to the old. He said, I've gone back to the old Bud. Just give me a good old-fashioned Bud. He goes, the stuff we grew up on, you know. Mm-hmm. See, so
wow.
Isn't that nice?
Absolutely.
What's your name, dear?
I'm Kevin.
Kevin what?
Kevin Nimick.
Kevin Nimick.
Nimick?
Nimick. Okay.
So what drew all of you all together?
Yeah. Besides drinking on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah. What
Thank
is this?
You so much,
text
Anastasia.
That everybody
Thank
got
you.
Together to come up
Thank
here
you, Carrie.
And share a beer?
I know. See, I had mints for him because we have race horses. So I was going to go out there and be kind to him and know exactly. Next Thursday, where are we going to be next Thursday with him? Here?
Oh, okay.
So should we do us here next Thursday? Okay, we'll find out. Okay. Maybe even Cheryl and I will come back and do it again. What
if
the heck?
There's Prosecco,
if there's
and,
Prosecco and Budweiser.
We'll be here.
Excuse me?
We're buying a case of beer.
You are? Oh, very cool. Thank you. Thank you. I know that one day old is awesome. It's got to be great, you know.
Oh, where now, are you going with the Prosecco?
Let me ask you, if you're going to bring, where are you going? You can't take all that. You got to leave this. We're gonna keep it
what
out
are you
here.
Doing?
Show people. Yeah. Leave it here so we can show people. Leave that there. We'll leave it for you,
yeah.
though. But, you know,
nice
we won't take it with us. But that
yeah.
way you might as well have it so people know what we're drinking.
Right.
Yeah. So are you guys
Cheers.
All at AB or where? Oh, God love them.
Mm-hmm.
God love them. And
okay.
Well, a very, very, very dear friend of mine actually rolled out a different product of yours years ago called Bud Light. She found this little dog and named him Spuds McKenzie.
Oh, my gosh.
Mitch Myers. So tonight,
I know Mitch.
Tonight, oh, you know Mitch?
Very
oh, my
well.
God. Mitch and Bob Myers, they're our kids' godparents.
Really?
And Mitch would say all the time, don't you dare die. Because she goes, because I don't know that I want to raise those boys. You know, I mean, you know. But Mitch and Bob, yeah, we're all going to the Breeders' Cup. We're all going to the Breeders' Cup in 2 weeks.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but we came home last night from Hawthorne, from Chicago, rolled in at 1 a.m.
Oh, jeez.
After Tiz Gallatin lost by like half a head.
Oh.
Got second by like half a head. Yeah, they didn't call it a photo. They didn't need to do it. You know, they didn't need to do the photo. It was obvious. Now, Mary Jean last week lost in a photo finish. I'm like, Frank Viverito was with my husband Mike the other night at that soccer game.
Right.
You know, the soccer
yes.
game out there? Okay. And Frank goes, what's the deal, Mike Moore? You know, it's like all these, you had all these seconds lately and all these photo finishes. You know, and Mike's like, I know. We got to win one of the photo finishes, you know?
Next time.
Next time. And maybe if we have fresh Budweiser with us, it'll help.
I was going to say, that's what happens.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm always much more creative and friendly, too, with a few in me, you know? Yeah.
Right here, right here.
Well, that's cool. Here. Okay, you are? Okay, cool. Thanks, guys. Yeah, don't act like, don't tell me that and not come back, because I'll find you. Okay. So, anyway, this is, Cheryl, did you have any clue we were going to do all this? I know. We got liquor walking by, and we're drinking it, you know?
And we're telling people, come on over here and give us some.
So, okay, I guess we'll break now. So, maybe then we can actually talk about what we were supposed to talk about in the next segment.
What is that?
But this
oh,
is,
they
again,
coming.
They
Look,
are coming with
coming
it.
With
oh, my
case.
Gosh, you are coming with it.
Wow. And it's a big case.
Wow. Thank you very, very much. Oh, my gosh. Mike Moore's going to be happy. Is your husband like Budweiser?
I don't know.
We'll send some to him, too. Thank you, my dear. Thank you very
much. Thank you. This
That's
is
great.
Day old brew, so I'm sure he'll love it.
Only a day old. This is great. This is Maureen Moore with Cocktails and Conversation here with Dr. Cheryl Watkins Moore.
Cheers.
And cheers. We got to pull out the dark Saddleback chocolates now.
Ooh.
But we are drinking a wonderful drink here at Schnucks in De Pere.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
Weeknights from 9 to 11, it's Larry Connors, USA.
Well, in case you missed it, we're being moved 9 to 11. For some, that's going to be a better time for you to listen. For others, not so good. For do, like these folks have not been able to hear 6 to 8 do, go to the podcast. Larry Connors, USA, Facebook. Every program goes up as a podcast. The mod will make sure this one is posted within minutes of us wrapping up.
It's Larry Connors, USA on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Time to hit the road. Why not an RV? Byerly's monthly RV school is a non-selling opportunity to learn about operations, use, and maintenance of RVs. And renting an RV can also be an enjoyable learning adventure. Reputation and experience of the selling dealer are also important. We are Byerly, a local, family, employee-owned RV dealer.
For the rest of your
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Hey guys, you ever thought about betting on sports? Now is the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. They've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of their limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right. Deposit today using promo code 590 and they'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code 590 when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
The Cam Jansen Show.
Hey, that's me.
We'll be coming to you live from Top Shooters every Friday from 2 to 4. Top Shooters has everything. Great drink specials, a fantastic menu, slot gaming, golf simulators, big screen TVs, and so much more. There's always something to do or see at Top Shooters, so come on out every Friday from 2 to 4 for the Cam Jansen Show and find out which special guest he has this week.
Wouldn't you like to know, creep?
Located in Columbia, Illinois at 531 Old State Route 3, just off 270. We'll see you at Top Shooters.
Lester Sports Bar and Grill takes bar food to a whole new level. They offer a full menu of made-from-scratch items and brine their corned beef in-house. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and enjoy $6 select appetizers, plus discounted pitchers, buckets, drafts, wells, and wine. Visit Lester's on Clayton Road near Highway 40, or view Lester's menu at lestersrestaurant.com. Lester's, a sports bar that serves up great food, or a great restaurant that serves up sports. You'll just have to decide at Lester's.
Nana Mama's Pizza will soon be your go-to choice for pizza in St. Louis. That's because Nana Mama's uses only the freshest ingredients, and it's all local. From the freshest locally grown produce to the perfect dough made fresh in-store every day. Pair that with edge-to-edge toppings, and you really can't beat it. Nana Mama's Pizza is a family-owned restaurant that is family-friendly and opens 7 days a week. Come hang out inside or enjoy the day outside in the outdoor seating area located in Baldwin and Creve Coeur. Check them out online at nanamamas.com.
So raise your glass if you are mad. In all the right ways, I'm an underdog. We will never be anything but loud and nitty gritty.
We now return to Cocktails and Conversation with Maureen Moore on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And hello, everyone. We are here at the Schnucks and DePere on Manchester. You know, we are celebrating so much on a Friday afternoon. It's a gloomy Friday afternoon, but I got to tell you, this place has happened.
It is.
It is great, isn't it? And the Budweiser guys just came by and gave us a case of beer as we are literally toasting our Prosecco and Pama.
Yes.
P-A-M-A. It's a little bit of Pama in there. Hello,
yes.
My dear. How are you? This is Cocktails and Conversation. And
cheers.
Cheers. And so we're drinking to everyone today, you know? We figure, you know, and it's our show, Cocktails and Conversations, about women. Women who have worked hard, you know, strong women. May we know them. May mm-hmm. we be them. May we raise them. Gosh darn it, may we praise them for everything
we've
done. You know?
There we go. And look, you stop by as a strong woman, I am sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Yeah. And why are you here in the middle of the day shopping? Are you hosting something tonight or what? A home economist. That's cool.
Really?
Maybe we'll talk to you for a second. You want to get on the radio with us? Oh,
and
go
she's
on.
Got like healthy stuff in there.
Yeah,
she's got
a cute haircut.
Yeah. You got the bananas going, and I see fresh pineapple or something.
Go ahead. Tell us your name.
Lisa.
Lisa. Okay. And so you're a home economist. So
uh-huh.
What's that mean?
That means I am, I handle the production of everything in the household.
For someone, for a company, or for a family.
Yeah, a family of two.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, well, you know what? I could use that, too. I could definitely use that. And I'd probably be much healthier.
We call invisible work.
Okay.
Yeah, I do a lot of invisible work.
Exactly.
You
exactly.
know.
Oh, yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah.
And if you weren't there, even though we're all invisible, you know, the whole place would crumble, wouldn't it?
Yes.
It would crumble. Jim, I hate to tell you, but it would crumble, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The train goes
so
off the track.
Nice. Thank you for. Do you shop here at Schnucks often?
Well, I go to various Schnucks, but
uh-huh.
yes,
yeah,
sometimes I'm at this one. Yeah.
So you're a Schnucks
yeah.
girl.
Yeah.
Did you know Schnucks is doing something right now with the Red Cross? They've partnered up with the Red Cross to help out, so everybody at the registers can round up to help the folks in the hurricane. You know, so the good thing is it's really to support, even though like Dave Peacock says, you know, they don't have a Schnucks in Florida. The one thing you got to remember is we all have to help each other.
Absolutely.
And those few pennies really help.
Mm-hmm.
And even though Cheryl and I are sitting here talking about all these wonderful things and toasting and thanking
yeah.
the Budweiser guys and having our one day beer now, you know, we're still enjoying the fact that we see women going by and knocking it out of the park every day.
Absolutely.
Just like you.
Absolutely.
Knocking it
out of the park. So thank you.
Sure.
Thank you for stopping
thank you.
By.
Yeah.
Wow, somebody's having a party tonight.
This is cool. Somebody's having a party. Yeah, look at this place really does rock.
It does.
Your hair's cute.
It is cute.
Cute haircut. Yeah, I wish I could pull that haircut off, you know?
You got a cute haircut. What are you talking about?
Oh, my Lord. You know, I mean, I'm the one that throws in a little pom-pom all the time, you know? Okay, so tell me about Bio St. Louis, because you know what's going to happen. They're going to tell us we're off the air. We're going to go, we never even got to talk about anything we wanted to talk about.
So, actually, when I left my corporate gig, I came back to St. Louis when the startup community was just starting to hum here in St. Louis. And then, if people don't know this, St. Louis has been touted as one of the top three startup cities in the country. Mm-hmm. BioSTL led that. Actually, with about 18 years ago, they were one of the conveners and founders of what you see now in our startup community, starting with Cortex and building on to it. So what I do for them is I work with them to encourage, put pathways, processes together to encourage women, people of color, and immigrants, populations to consider starting high growth, high net worth companies right here in our region. BioSTL is a nonprofit. They support the life science startup industry here. Through their subsidiary, BioGenerator, they invest in a lot of our startups that are in the life science area. So a lot of programming that goes on. Our inclusion initiative is what I lead today. I've started several companies. I'm getting ready to start a new one. So I know Mitch.
Yeah. Oh, are you doing something with Mitch?
We're doing something in the same industry as Mitch.
Really? So, because I am too. The same.
Really?
As,
oh, so let's talk about this offline.
We will have to talk offline.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, serial entrepreneur, love what I do. Our inclusion initiative now we're 4 years in the making. We host an annual event every year, which is Vision 2018. I would encourage people, if you're looking to start a business, if you're an existing business owner, come out next Friday from 8 to 5:30, food included, cocktails at the end.
Of course.
We are bringing speakers from all over the region to talk about different areas of business, and I'm bringing in one of the hottest tickets in town is Arlen Hamilton. This woman is an African-American woman who has her own venture capital company called Backstage Capital. Backstory to that, she was homeless about 5 years ago, and now
God bless her.
She is raising funds in excess of over $100 million to invest in people of color, women, and LGBT communities.
Okay.
So she has some phenomenal VCs as limited partners in her organization, and we are really proud to be able to bring her to St. Louis because of this event. So I will be doing a keynote conversation with her next Friday at UMSL at the JCPenney Conference Center at 12:30. But throughout the day, we'll have speakers, we'll have panelists, getting people who want to start these companies, or if you're already an existing business owner.
There's something you can always learn.
You can learn. And our morning session is dedicated to people who want to get access to these large contracts, federal contracts, state, local, academic. We have some phenomenal panelists that will talk about that process as well as certification. So,
and they would all need chocolate. They would all need Saddleback chocolate, that's for sure. So it's at UMSL.
At UMSL, JCPenney Conference Center from 8 o'clock in the morning. We kick off at 9 a.m.
Okay.
Keynote conversation with Arlen is at 12:30. And at 4 o'clock, when everything's over, we open it up to networking and
cocktails and conversations. That's great. And is there how do you sign up to attend?
Visit the website, www.visionstlouis, V as in Victor, ISIONST Lewis.com.
You know what? This is something, Jim, can we go ahead and get that somehow hooked or linked to our website, or, you know, because we've got our podcast, and that would be great if people could be hearing our podcast, which you can hear our podcast. We replay on Friday, or no, today's Friday, isn't it? Already a little too much to drink. Okay, so Saturday at 12 noon, and again on Sundays at 7 a.m. But the nice thing is, if we can we do some kind of link on that, Jim, where we can do that?
I can send you information.
That would be great. And
absolutely,
that way we'll have that. And people, you can, you know, if you can't remember the entire exact website, go to 590 The Fan, go to Cocktails and Conversation, and you can find it there, because we'll have
that
link. And that'll be perfect. And we'll have a picture, you know, so that you can see Cheryl, you know, and see what she looks like with and without liquor in her hand, you know, so that we can, for cocktails and conversation. That's the same gals that were walking by.
Yeah,
before.
Y'all are going to have a party tonight. What kind of party are you having?
What kind of party are you having? A
40th
high
school.
Oh, wow. I just had my 40th high school reunion for Althoff. Yes, I was 78. Good for you. What school?
I was 80.
What school? Burroughs. Very good. You were 80, and I was 78 at Althoff. We just had ours. I was out of town with a horse.
I was 80, Academy of Our Lady. Nobody will know it because it's in Chicago.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that would be good. That would be good.
That's why when I first moved here, people were telling me, what high school did you go to?
That's the question all the time,
right?
Isn't it?
And I used to tell them, I was like, Academy of Our Lady. Yeah, you figure out where that is.
Yeah, you go figure that out, and we'll tell you. Yeah. Shoot. Hey, we need to say something about your husband.
Yes, my husband, my hubby, Alan Moore. Love you, darling. He is with Spire. He leads their security there. Mm-hmm. And big shout out to Suzanne, who is the CEO there. That's her right hand guy.
She's done a lot of phenomenal things.
Love
there,
Suzanne.
Hasn't she?
Yeah, absolutely.
She really
has taken that company and really grown it. And with that, my husband travels all the time.
All the time. Yep, I can imagine that.
Because he's the one that makes sure and ensures the security of
and
all
the
those facilities.
Of everyone.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Greg Boyce had that at Peabody when I was at Peabody.
Yeah, okay.
And those guys are so important.
Yes.
You know? They really are. Now, okay, Suzanne came from Atlanta, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
That's right. That's what I thought. And your husband was probably there before it became...
Before it became LeClee.
Before it became Spire, she was, you know, when it was still LeClee.
Yeah.
So Rick Scow, this is for you, my dear, who was head of HR there. And Rick retired a few years ago. But Mark Mispegel, God love you, you're still there working, and I know that. So I'll just say hello to
Big
Mark.
Big shout out.
You know, he's such a good guy. Anytime we shout out a name, we always have a drink.
There you go.
And then we want to eat some chocolate. Yeah, that's exactly it. It's all about, hi, guys. We're the only radio station that drinks on the air. You know, this is cocktails and conversation. It's the girls, you know. So it's always fun.
It's great. Everybody's great. Looking at us like, what the heck are they doing?
We're cheap entertainment, right, Jim? We're cheap entertainment, but we're having fun. You know?
We're having a great time. I love this Prosecco, the blue Prosecco, and we've got to add the pomegranate liquor to it again.
Right, which is really nice, wasn't it?
Very just nice. Thank
touch.
You to Shooks.
Yes. Here. Anastasia was great. No, you have more first. I'm still drinking.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm still drinking.
I'm not
going to
drink
more.
Much more. I've
there
got,
we go.
Yeah.
There
you go.
There we go. Okay. We are drinking. Yeah. And you're going, that looks like a good idea. Yeah.
It's Friday. It's raining. What
Thank
else can
goodness.
You do?
Yeah.
This
and
is great.
Yeah, this
right?
is perfect. So I have to tell everyone, I'm going to have Cheryl back because
I would love to.
We really didn't get to too much.
No,
you know?
It's okay.
Now, should we try to have Arlen next week? When does she come in town? Would that be good
she
for her?
She is booked.
She is booked? Okay.
I have, yeah, she's going to first because we had set up an arrangement with WashU through their social entrepreneurship program.
Right.
She's going to be on their campus next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday evening, we're having a private dinner with many of the venture capitalists here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, she will be our keynote.
She'll
we are
keynote.
So excited. Like I said, this woman just made the cover of Fast Company magazine for October.
And my uncle, Father Thomas Singer, just got me that. He just saved that. He called me as we were heading to Chicago for racing. He called me and said, I have got an article for you.
She is amazing.
And that's what's
what
so cool.
Doing.
He said, I just held that, and he has that article for me.
And she invested in one of our companies that's here in St. Louis.
Which one?
Alirisoft. They're no, they came here through an Arch grant. They spent about a year or two here. Now they've moved on, but they were a St. Louis.
And
they
God
came
bless
through St. Louis.
God bless Arch
right.
Grants. I
and
mean, what
she made
done.
An investment in them.
Good
so,
for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are really excited that we're going to be able to bring her. Like I said, she is the hottest ticket, not only in the country, but she travels all over the world now.
And where is she coming in from?
Where physically is she coming in from?
Oh, yeah.
No,
but no, but where does she live?
She's out in California.
She is.
So her company, Backstage Capital, is located out there.
In California. Okay.
So she's amazing in what she's doing.
Okay. Well, you know what? I promise I will get out there. Maybe I can drag Mitch out there, too.
Ooh, that's one of my favorite places. Yeah.
So that might be good. And listen, I have to say thank you.
Thank you
so much for coming today. You know, I apologize to all of our listeners because we didn't get to even learn a minuscule amount of Dr. Cheryl Watkins Moore is. I promise I will bring
you back. We'll do that.
Maybe we can get Larna Godwin to come on with
us.
Wouldn't that be good?
That would be fun.
Well, then I could just go shopping and you two could talk, you know? But remember, we're here at the Schnucks in DePere on Manchester. And remember that, you know, right now, you know, well, heck, just come, drink, eat in the cafe. You know, we've had a book club in the cafe before here.
Ah.
The cafe is wonderful. But, you know, when you're at the register, think about all those folks that are dealing with the hurricane.
Yes.
And what Dave Peacock is saying is, you know, Schnucks is trying to help. So there is a roundup at the register.
Yes.
So please think about that. And remember, you can listen to our podcast. Well, you can listen to podcast anytime, but you can hear our rebroadcast on KFNS 590 The Fan. We're here on Fridays 1 to 2, 12 o'clock on Saturdays, and 7 a.m. on Sundays, so you can't miss us. And here's the cocktails and conversation, and always being the person that's going to praise all those women for doing the right things.
Oh, you did a great job.
Thank you,
Maureen.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Take care.